20 years ago, a group of parents in Juneau banded together to establish a school where they could be more directly involved in their children's education. Ever since, the Juneau Community Charter School has offered an alternative learning environment. KTOO's Adeline Baxter attended the anniversary celebration to learn more about this unique Juneau institution.
Generations of Juneau Community Charter School students, parents, and teachers gathered Saturday to celebrate two decades of community learning. Parent and volunteer Tony Newman organized the event at Juneau Douglas High School.
We are here to recognize those founders for their work 20 years ago and to spend time together and reflect on how far we've come.
A 1995 state law established charter schools in Alaska, and JCCS opened its doors in 1997. The school operates under contract with the Juneau School District, but curriculum and administrative decisions are left up to an elected council of parents. Frankie Pilafont was part of the original founders who saw the potential for a charter school to take a different approach to education.
I felt that arts integration and teaching to the whole child, not just having math or just art or just history, but using the arts to bring math and science in particular to a place where different kinds of learners could touch it and learn better.
The school also emphasizes community involvement and small class sizes. Two of Pilafont's children attended the school, which offered kindergarten through fourth grade when it first opened. It operated out of a portable at Glacier Valley Elementary School for the first semester. Then it moved to the Arctic Corps building downtown, where it remains today. The school gradually expanded up to eighth grade. Parent and community volunteers still teach many of the classes. Enrollment is capped, and its roughly 90 students are taught in mixed-grade classrooms. This year, the school hired its first principal. Pilafont said she always hoped the school would become a permanent part of the community. She said it wouldn't have been possible if it weren't for generations of parents who came after her and helped it grow.
Anything, whether you go to the U.S. Constitution or the Juneau Community Charter School, are interpreted along the way. And so those of us who put in the first years of giving birth to the school are now seeing how it's grown, and it's gone through the crawling stage and it's gone through the toddling stage, and is it in high school now, walking on its own and, you know, about to graduate? Hard to say.
Saturday's event also helped raise funds for this year's eighth grade trip to Denali National Park in May. Student Marilla Blatnick designed t-shirts to sell for the fundraiser. I asked her what she likes most about attending the charter school.
We don't get grades.
Instead of letter grades, teachers provide parents with narrative reviews of student progress. But, she said, she also enjoys the emphasis on the arts.
That's pretty nice, too, because most schools don't have stuff like that.
Alumni from the charter school's first ever class attended the celebration. Lindsay Clark now teaches music at Auk Bay Elementary School. She fondly remembers visits from local character Dee Longenbaugh, who captivated students with stories of Alaska history and the music instruction she received as a child. She now plays the violin in the Juneau Symphony.
I like to be involved with the community through music, and then I also teach as part of Juneau Alaska Music Matters, and the director of it is actually my fourth grade teacher from the charter school, so it's kind of come full circle.
Saturday's celebration felt more like a family reunion than a school function. By all accounts, that's exactly what the school's founders were aiming for. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.